next week. Happy Halloween to all of you.
A well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies. Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
There's a ghost in the studio. That was The Fall with There's a Ghost in My House, a cover of R. Dean Avery or something like that. Turns out it's a Canadian jazz musician, which I was a little bit surprised about. Anyhow, you are tuned in to CITR 101.9. This is The Burrow, and we have a somewhat of a Halloween special, I guess, this week. I have two guests with me in studio, Katty Yoon and Spencer, who are going to be playing in a Halloween cover band on Friday. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Great, yeah. Glad you guys came. Thanks for coming by. So maybe tell us a little bit about the show that's on Friday and get into it.
Yeah, we're doing a kind of cover show extravaganza at the Red Gate. 9 bands are going to be playing. Local bands are covering better bands. We're doing A Crass, me and Spencer, and Dan from Peace, and Jake also from Other Jesus, and Corey from, what's your band?
Cowards.
We're going to be doing a Crass cover band called Penis Envy. And there's a few other notable ones. The Wipers cover band, Gang of Four, Fang of Gore cover band. Channels 3 and 4 are doing Madonna. Who else?
There's a Dinosaur Jr. cover band. And
Guided by Voices, Cave Girls covering that.
Right. And then Will Worm are doing Big Shiny Tunes too.
Nice. Awesome. Cool, that sounds great. So what led you guys to doing Crass? What has inspired you to choose Crass? There are people around here that are very excited. Chris Riffick was saying before, Duncan is, he's telling me that he wrote a paper on Crass for a history project last term. So they're a loaded band.
I'm mainly interested just because then I don't have to worry about dressing up in a wardrobe because I generally dress all in black anyway, so it's easier that way.
I think it's a fantasy of most people in bands to be in Crass. And it's pretty challenging, I guess.
Like, yeah, surprisingly so.
Yeah.
Especially the lyrics, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of
words.
That's
what I noticed, yeah. It's very loaded.
I mean,
it's dense.
Every second word is either system or the F word.
Yeah.
So it's that makes it a little bit easier.
Yeah. Yeah, if you have a loss for words, you just keep saying system and oppression.
Yeah. And you're covered, all right.
Yeah.
Cool. So you guys have brought a bunch of music with you today, mostly related to the show on Friday. First, though, I think we're going to play something from the new Cowards record.
Yes, we will.
And you want to tell us about what song we're playing? Is there anything special about it, or do we just want to play it?
it's just the first one that came to mind. It's a song called Let's Talk About Our Feelings. It's with Ashley Luck of Lie and
Zoo.
Yeah, I don't know. The song should speak for itself.
Awesome. Well, yeah, let's hope. All right. So you guys tuned in to CITR 101.9. This is Cowards off of new album World Champions in Male Chastity. And stay tuned for more from Cadayune and Spencer. Lydia Lunch, I Fell in Love with the Ghost. It's now two songs referencing ghosts in 15 minutes. That's a pretty good Halloween special.
It's pretty spooky.
In my mind, yeah. All right, we are back here. You're still listening to CITR 101.9. This is The Burrow. My name is Andy. I'm here with Katty Yoon and Spencer, who are putting on a Halloween cover extravaganza at Redgate this Friday. You guys are playing a Crass cover band. Before we get into some of that, just wanted to mention that we are going to do a ticket giveaway for the show. We're trying to figure out a question.
Let's do the Crass related question. So, off of Penis Envy. Oh shit, I shouldn't have said that. Oh. there's a song that Crass got submitted to a Teeny Bopper magazine in the UK as kind of like the ideal wedding song. If you can name that song, you get 2 tickets to the Halloween cover show this Friday at Redgate.
Awesome. All right. Just keep your ear out for some clues in that question. But and yeah, if you're interested in calling here to us and getting tickets for the Redgate show this Friday, the phone number here is 604-822-2487. That's either 604-UBC-CITR or, as somebody cleverly has written, 604-TAB-A-GUP, depending on how you read the letters. 822-2487. Give us a call. Give us an answer to that question. And you can win some tickets to a sweet show on Friday.
We'll know if you've looked it up on the internet.
You will know, yeah. Pretty much, if you get it right, yeah. You've looked it up on the internet. Anyhow, so Katty Yoon, you are in Other Jesus, the band. We were going to play a track off of your guys' tape called Horses. But before we get to that, you also are involved in something else involving horses.
Yes, the record store, Horses. Yes. Horses Records, which sells records, not, as some people think, bookie sheets to make bets on horses.
Really, you've gotten that before, someone has.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
People come in, they're like, where do I place the bet? I'm like,
maybe you should just start doing it just a little bit. Records? To
get a numbers game going.
Yeah.
But we got our business license today, so we're an actual, nice, legitimate... 100% legitimate business. So
great. Yeah, you guys have been putting on some shows over the last few months.
Yeah, we're doing Other Jesus will be playing there for the first time on November 8th with this band from Victoria, which is very good, Psychosomatic Itch. Mm-hmm. We should maybe play them if,
yeah,
do they have any releases?
Yeah, they do. They may have some here. I should have brought that tape. Yeah, they're incredible. They sort of kind of the Butthole Surfers meets Chrome. It's just, they're nice. Incredible. Yeah.
And our dear friend Morgan from various other projects like Cindy Lee and et cetera will be playing too with her new solo project, Sister Blanche. Blanche. Yeah, so we've been doing a couple shows and some art shows. We'll be having an art show on the 7th of November too. And that's Christina Kenton does small little lighter sculptures that are made out of lighters.
Oh, okay. I actually thought you meant like lightweight. Okay.
They're relatively lightweight. They're heavier, yeah, than a lighter because they have a sculpture around it.
But. And there are probably multiple lighters on it, so it's heavier than one lighter.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, that's kind of what she's going for.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think the shows have been going really well. And if you haven't come by, you should come in.
And where is it?
Oh, it's on Hastings and Nanaimo in beautiful, great, Hastings Sunrise.
Awesome.
Which is currently being rebranded as Vancouver's East Village, which I refuse to call it because it's a dumb name.
Right, we're keeping Sunrise alive here. So we are going to play Horses from by Other Jesus. And then I think we'll have some Crass. So all of you get your answers prepared to our brilliant question. 604-822-2487 if you want to win 2 tickets to the Halloween show this Friday night at Redgate. You're still listening to CITR 101.9. This is Horses by Other Jesus. We'll be right back.
This is the sound of compost and recyclables going into the garbage. Garbage that ends up in the landfill creating greenhouse gases. This is the sound of a more sustainable campus. You can make a difference when you sort it out. Learn more at sustain.ubc.ca/sortitout.
Hempology 101 is a student-run organization here to educate the public about the benefits of hemp and cannabis. Fast fact! Hemp is a renewable, sustainable source of food and fiber. Fast fact! Your body contains anandamide, which is part of the same family of substances as THC. To learn more, look us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/hempology101ubc. Or come to one of our great events. And don't forget, legalization through education.
When you listen.
Peace off of the album from 2011 or so. Circa 2011. My Face. That was the Uma Uma Truth List. We are back here at the Borough. CITR 101.9 FM with Cady Yoon and Spencer. How you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Hanging in there.
Yeah. How are you doing?
We're getting through it.
Yeah,
we're
halfway through. We'll do this together. Together.
Solidarity. All right. So, Redgate show this Friday. We asked a question earlier about Crass and their wedding song that they wrote, and what might be the name of that song.
We're not quite sure.
It's a bit of a question in the form of an answer.
If you are either have the answer to that question, that'd be great. Or if you want to call in to the studio, 604-822-2487.
Please call us. We're lonely.
Pretty much if you say a band name, we'll probably give you the tickets.
There are
if you
two,
say your name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could help.
That's a good question. Yeah. What is your name?
There will be two tickets waiting for you. Or there will be a guest list spot waiting for you.
Yeah.
Not physical tickets. We might make some physical
tickets. Yeah, actually, I'll make physical tickets so you can pick up at Horses Records.
That's great. And you can book a horse for the next race, right?
Yeah, and then you can place your bet. Okay.
Just not on the radio.
They can't see that. I'm touching my nose.
Okay. This show on Friday, are costumes mandatory?
I'm going to say yes. Now, I will not let you in if you are not wearing a costume.
What are you going as?
I was going to do a fusion costume because we wanted to dress up like Crass, but I feel really weird dressing up like a punk.
Yeah.
Unless I do it like really like a caricature. But I'm thinking a Krusty punk, Krusty the Clown as a punk.
That's okay.
Yeah. So.
He's kind of punk anyway. He's pretty hardcore.
Yeah. I just like painting my face white for Halloween. Feels cool.
How about you, Spencer? Do you have plans?
I want Spencer to be Milhouse.
Milhouse is like that's Crass?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. No real plans. I have a hard time thinking in costume. But
yeah. Well, it's always a tough call.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's frustrating because it's like it could be the worst thing. I think it's very annoying to get dressed up, but like if you're gonna do it, it should be well thought out.
Mm-hmm.
And some people just go as like a Pop Tart box or something.
Mm-hmm. Sexy Pop Tart.
Like,
last year I was the sexy Pope horse.
Oh yeah, that was
a last minute costume, but it was a good one.
I thought you went as Bob Dylan last year.
There was a few nights.
Yeah, there were a few nights.
Yeah, Bob Dylan's the
which era was it again?
The Rolling Thunder Review.
Right.
Which era of the Pope? I think it was the fifth papal see or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Pre-Vatican II.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are tough times.
Mm-hmm.
Scary, spooky times. All right. So we actually don't have anything queued up, but I did find Psychosomatic Itch, who you guys mentioned earlier, is playing at Horses Records in the near future.
November 8th.
November 8th. Mm-hmm. Okay, actually very near future.
Yeah.
So about a week, 2 weeks away. All right, so they have some things up on their Bandcamp. Looks like a tape here that was recorded live at CFUV, which is University of Victoria's campus station. I'm going to just go ahead and play a song called Cold Call. Does that sound good?
Sounds great.
Sounds great. All right, we're going to find out how good it is. This is Psychosomatic Itch here on CITR 101.9 FM. Call in 604-822-2487.
We'll be right back.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the downtown area at
The Baker and the Chef, Bang On T-shirts, Beat Street Records, Dunlevy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattooing, Fortune Sound Club, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Perch, The Portside Pub, Save On Meats, and Vinyl Records.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
A show dedicated to playing psychedelic music from parts of the spectrum, rock, pop, electronic, as well as garage and noise rock. Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh, okay. So we are back on CITR 101.9. Station did not change. If you're listening on the internet, it is CITR.ca. We did have a caller. Thank you, Jesse, for calling in. But there is one catch. He is kind of reserved right now to get the two guest list spots, but he did not have an answer to our question about what is the Crass wedding song that they wrote. So if you have that answer and you call in, you will be able to nab those two spots. But right now, thank you, Jesse, for calling in. And he's got them on hold. So we listened to a lot there. Psychosomatic Itch started that set. And then we had some anarchic. Is it anarchic or anarchistic?
Antarctica.
Antarctic songs. Anarchist.
Anarchistic songs.
Anachronistic songs.
Both.
Whoa,
yeah,
they're right. Both. That sounds like a word.
There's a lot of syllables in that.
Well, that anachronistic, yeah, it's not on time. Untimely. Anyhow, The X and a band called Dog Faced Hermans.
That's right.
You want to maybe tell us about these bands?
Well, they're both sort of Dutch, sort of really involved in the squats and whatnot in Holland. Did a lot of The X were actually pretty incredible. They started off as a pretty straight up sort of punk band. They formed at a Wire concert with the two the lead singer and the guitar player flipped a coin about who would learn how to play guitar and who would learn how to sing, and they sort of went from there. But they weren't really a typical punk band in the sense that they really got better as they went along. They really learned their instruments. And in the end, they ended up touring Ethiopia, playing with a lot of Ethiopian jazz musicians there. And so their sound definitely develops. That was off, they had a 30th anniversary sort of best of comp. And it's an interesting album just from listening to it all the way through and hearing them develop. They're very, very unique. It's still punk, but it's very different. It's very, very...
good.
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, very, what's the word? Good.
Yes.
And Dogface Hermans were sort of similar part of the scene. They were Irish, but they moved over there, and very similar scene.
Cool. The other interesting thing about The X, we noticed their logo.
Yes. Their logo is suspiciously similar to a... are we allowed to say the band name?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
This is in context, so cover your ears if you're under 19. I do find it curious that the Fucked Up have a very similar logo to The X, but I'm sure it's just
beef.
Yeah, I'm starting beef between two other bands. Yeah, but I'm sure it's just a coincidence, or maybe it's just some sort of homage.
Kind of Antarctic.
Yeah, they have that bond. Antarctic sort of vibe to them. Sure,
Antarctic bonds. Okay. Anyhow, so we have surprisingly 7 minutes left or so we maybe can only crank out a couple more songs. We have Cindy Lee lined up, and again, I think you said they're playing at Horses as well.
Morgan, who used to be in this band, will be doing her solo project, Sister Blanche.
Cool. And what song do we have?
This is
Cindy
Holding
Lee
the Devil's Hand.
Cool.
It's kind of Halloween-y.
Yeah, well, if it says devil in it.
Devil,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That counts.
It counts. And then we have at least one more Crass song lined up. I don't know which one are we playing.
It's going to be Big A, Little A.
Big A. All right, cool. Mm-hmm.
The 1980 version.
And you guys will be singing along, I assume, as
yes.
it goes
yes.
on.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Getting your work in for Friday.
Mm-hmm. I'll just be doing the bass part verbally.
So. Okay. Okay. Yeah, so thanks so much, you guys, for coming in. I don't know if we'll be back speaking in the next 5 minutes, Maybe if we don't time this right, we're going to have to. But anyhow, thanks so much for coming in. It's been a good show.
Thank you for having us.
We've had at least one listener, because someone called in, which is fantastic.
Mm. Oh, and hi to Spencer's parents.
Does Spencer want to say anything?
Or? I'll give him a call after.
Okay. All right. And again, there was a reason you guys were here. Redgate show this Friday.
Yes.
Cover band extravaganza. What is the title of this night?
It's called Uncovered.
Uncovered, okay.
And that is, Crass will be on around midnight 30. Mm-hmm. Come early. It's going to start at right at 8, not 9.
9. That
sounds
reasonable.
It's going to start at 9.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
This time for real.
Realistically, yeah, no, actually 9.
This time for real. Really, it's going to start at 9 o'clock.
Yeah. I promise there's going to be something happening at 9. But yeah, come early. We're not really doing tickets or anything.
Except for the two that you could win if you call in right now.
If you know what the wedding song is.
All right. So we're going to leave you with that. Maybe we'll get a call in the last 5 minutes. Otherwise, tickets are for Jesse. See you all Friday at Redgate. Thank you, Cadieu. Thank you, Spencer, for joining
me
today here on the Borough. You've been listening to CITR 101.9, and we're going to end things with some Cindy Lee, followed by, of course, Crass.
Control, are you gonna let him get you? Gonna be a prisoner of fans, nice section. Say you wanna be a smash for the rich, protection for the wealthy, defense of privilege. They've learned the ropes tonight, against the civil war, fighting for the ruling class, they're battle against the poor. So I just nodded, it's an island of the mind. Red beard for the bollocks, you bear them behind. Red every other talk, the stab is even on its phone. God of the future, hit him with the law. It's days to remind her that I'm mad at what you've done. If I don't see the door, I'm dead in 3 years on you. It comes to life from worry, it has a straight scope. It comes to life in number, it's just a bit real. It comes to live for methods, join the mind on the bell. Change your life.